Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jamirica. How may I assist you?
Hi, I have a charge on my account for some headphones that I never ordered. And I was kind of wondering, can you tell me where they were ordered from or how they got my account number? Or, because I have no idea where this charge for $64 for some headphones came from.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with the zip code?
My zip code is 48122.
Can you repeat the zip code one more time?
48122.
Your phone is breaking up.
The zip code is 48122.
Only thing, 48122.
Yes.
And what's your first and last name?
Cheyenne Foster. CHYENNE FOSTER. Beautiful.
Thank you. And can you verify that shipping address for me?
17237 Wall, Melvindale, 48122.
Okay.
I received an email last night. It's at 10 o'clock it was ordered, and I was getting my hair dyed, so I just thought it was kind of weird that I wasn't even on my phone at that time. I could understand sometimes, you leave your phone open, you put it in your pocket, you do crazy stuff to it, but I wasn't even on my phone, so I thought it was kind of weird that I even had mistakenly charged for it.
Okay, so it looks like back on January the 18th, you ordered our wireless earpods during a 14-day trial, meaning that you had 14 days to try out, those
earpods. No, I called and canceled those, too.
You canceled one of the earbuds, the warranty, and the fitness tracker.
I canceled all of it. I got my money back for all of it. That was an ad that I did not have no idea. So when it came out my bank account for $80-something, I called. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I don't want that stuff. I thought it was for free. Do you know what I mean? That was my own fault for doing a dumb little ad. So they returned me all my money for all that stuff, and I never received any products.
They only return you your money for three of them, not the earbuds.
I didn't receive anything, though. They returned me my money for everything, and I have not even received earbuds, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But it has been shipped out to you. It looks like you haven't even. It was shipped out on the 19th, and I'm guessing, due to COVID, it haven't been delivered yet. But I do see it say that you called in and said you didn't order the extras. You only ordered the earbuds. So they voided the charges for all the extras and only kept the earbuds.
Just one second, please. Sorry. I'm listening. No, I'm listening.
Yes, ma'am.
I do recall that, and I kind of figured that this was the same. I thought it was kind of the same thing. My card was already on file, so you guys are just charging me. But I did cancel it, and I have not received headphones, so I don't know how I'm supposed to send back stuff that I don't have. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To even send back to give it back to you guys.
Yes, ma'am. On my end, it do show that it have not yet been delivered, but it's been shipped out.
Okay.
So
I'm home now.
Maybe
and
a
I,
delay.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. But I'm still being charged $64 for something I don't even have. So okay. Even if I had a 14-day trial, how am I supposed to send back if I don't like them? But I have no idea because I canceled them. I didn't tell her I wanted headphones. She canceled back the whole order, and I have received my money back for it. That same day within the same hour. Do you know what I mean? So for me, this was canceled, done with. I got my money back for it and had no idea. So today my account is overdrafted because you guys took out something that I don't even have. Now I don't even have it. I already called back and canceled it. I didn't receive them. I do not have headphones.
I did track the package, and they do say that it was delivered on January the 22nd at 2:23 p.m.
Yeah, if I had some headphones, then I wouldn't be. I canceled them. I don't have these headphones. This is really kind of making me angry. I just woke up. I don't have them. So even if I had them, I want my money back. I would send them back to you but I don't have headphones. I canceled the whole order. I canceled that order because they, I know, I'm sorry, I'm not mad at you. So please don't think I'm getting frustrated with you.
Yes, ma'am, but that's why we record and monitor all calls, you know, for things like this. When you called in on the 18th, you only canceled the extras and you stated you only wanted the earbuds only. You was refunded back for everything except the earbuds, which was $4.97 for the shipping.
They were $4.97 for the shipping.
Right.
And then, so if I get headphones in a couple of days and I send them back, or if I ever get these fucking headphones and I send them, like, these headphones were supposed to be $5. All this extra shit is not even funny. Like, the $64, this is not, I don't have $64 to blow on little cheap-ass little headphones. Like, I don't even understand that. I thought it was I canceled them is my whole issue. I canceled the whole order. I told her I did not want them. I said, this, you guys, literally, I couldn't exit out. I couldn't even exit out of the thing. And it kept making me say, press this. And I'm pressing it. And then it's like, okay, you've been charged $84. No. I just don't even want it after that. Like, after all of the BS on the whole thing, it was because I went to Kohl's and I was supposed to take a survey. You went to Kohl's, you want a gift card? Cool. So I did it thinking that I'm going to do something and literally have been screwed by this since then. $84, boom. I called, get my money back. I don't want the headphones. And then now I'm being charged $64 for headphones again. Like, I don't want it. I canceled this already. It was an accident, a full-blown accident. Actually, when I first thought it, I thought I was just going to, that it was cool that I did a survey. I could choose which one I wanted. I chose one, and then I couldn't even exit out. It literally kept making me fit this, that, this. And then when it, at the very end, it was like, okay, your order's been complete. You've got $84. And what? I don't want that. So I called back, I think that second, and canceled everything. I just want my $64 back. Now it's $64 plus the overdraft fee for $30. So now that's $100 that I got to come up with because of a mistake on your, not your end, but on the company's end. And please, I do not want you to think that I'm copping an attitude with you. I know this is your job. I understand. Do you know what I mean? Like, but this is not cool. Everybody, I still don't have a job due to fucking freaking COVID. And now I'm even more behind because $64 got taken out of my account. Now 30 for the overdraft. Like, I mean, it just doesn't even make sense. It's not, I've already canceled all this stuff. If it was shipped, you said that what was shipped? Something was shipped.
The earbuds were shipped out. And they do show that it was delivered on January the 22nd. Are you still there, ma'am? Hello? Hello? Hello?